I'm visiting with Haley Janes, and Haley, before we go further, tell me a little bit about yourself and the company that you have or work for.
I'm Haley Janes, and I work for a company called Aerial Precision Ag. It is a sister company to Cirrus Rotors, and Cirrus Rotors was developed because we were flying helicopters for a large manufacturer for farming and producing. And as we were flying in, out in the fields, producers and engineers were asking us to what our rigs would cost, because they wanted it to produce so that they could see their own crop production. Checking livestock even has been a huge interest here at the show. And so we started selling our rigs to them and having developed more for photography and video. And so we kind of grew into Aerial Precision Ag. The ag industry can really benefit from aerial photos, checking weather damage, crop production, water damage, being able to get feed real fast. It's like, you can take it, pop out your SD card, review the footage, and then all of a sudden you can have that real time rather than waiting a week or so on satellite imaging. So that's kind of how we got started. That's a little bit of our story.
Well, here at this show, I know you brought some, I don't know what to call them myself, units to that you're selling. Tell us a little bit about the ones that you have on display here.
Okay, so the show, we are officially just now sold out. But we do have some back home in our shop ready to go. But they are called what we're calling the multi ready to fly units, and they are packaged for producers to just take them home and get started flying. They have, we have attached to this specific unit a Hero GoPro 3, which takes 1080p footage. The SD cards that we have in here take about an hour worth of footage. So you can take your rotors up, fly over your field. You can get a really good look on a 60-acre crop. Within a few minutes you can have that footage. Fly them around. It's a pretty basic starter unit so that people can just, take it out and get started right away.
So we have the unit with its rotors that fly it, and it's remote controlled basically for the hand controller. And what are some of the other things I know people would like to know is like, I know you probably got to worry about what the wind conditions are like and how high can you fly this and, how long can it fly? What are some of those parameters?
Right now, every day it gets better and better, but for this specific unit, it can stand up to about 10 miles, 15 miles per hour wind. We suggest if it's anything over that, just go ahead and keep it on the ground. it can fly out to 2 miles and as high vertical as 400 feet. So you can get a lot of distance with it. The batteries we're selling with this unit, you get about 16-minute flight time, 18-minute. There's two variables, wind and heat.
Extreme cold, maybe.
Actually, the cold is not really an issue. You want to keep your batteries cool so that they last longer. And so it actually is, unless it's just real low temperatures, you can fly it in 10-degree weather and it'd be just fine.
Is the unit, for when somebody buys the unit, can they do some customization? Like, say they want to put a different camera on, for example.
Oh, of course. We say just a couple, pounds on this particular unit. You don't want to overload it. But anything around 5 pounds would be fine for this. The more weight you put on it, the less battery life you get. But yes, the gimbal that comes with the unit actually keeps your camera auto steady as you're flying along, and you can also control that on the remote as well.
Well, where do we point people who want more information?
You can go to aparotors.com, facebook.com/ Aerial Ag. We also have a Twitter account that's Aerial Ag, and we have the crop circles, it's green logo, so you can recognize it. The letters are APA. It's kind of like a hidden little gesture there, but yeah, that's where they can find more information out.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Haley. I think you've got an audience that wants to look at these units, so I'm going to let you go here. Sounds like you've had a good show.
Oh, when, yeah.
It's being sold out is a good thing.
Yes, it's. We're going home pretty happy. We knew that there'd be a lot of interest, but we didn't know how it would turn into sales, and it's definitely shown us that there's a future here.
Wonderful. Well, thank you again, Haley Janes, visiting here in the Aerial Precision Ag Exhibit at Ag Connect Expo. I'm Chuck Zimmerman.